sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace, friends. Lenten grace to you and peace this day. Amen. One of my many favorite scenes in all of Scripture is when Jesus weeps at the tomb of Lazarus in the Gospel of John. Do you remember that story? Today, in our text, while Jesus isn't specifically, at least the text doesn't say that Jesus is weeping, it's clear that he's grieving. It's clear that he is longing. Only this time it's not just for a single family, for Lazarus and for his sisters and their community, but rather for a great city, Jerusalem, a city that is lost in sin and violence and brokenness and misdirection, stubbornness and pain. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills its prophets and throws rocks at those who are sent to it. How I long to gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks, Jesus says. There's so much happening here, so much. Because of the context of these words from Jesus. Unlike earlier in the story of Jesus, he's not sitting up on a peaceful hillside overlooking the Sea of Galilee. He's not preaching on a quiet farm either, a plain in that region. No, when he is offering this loving image of the hen, the mother hen, he's just been approached by Pharisees, who, by the way, are not all bad. In the Gospel of Luke, many of the Pharisees are his friends and students. Pharisees, they're just people who keep the rules. It's not bad in the Gospel of Luke. And these particular Pharisees are warning Jesus of impending danger. Get out of here. Herod wants to catch you. At which point, Jesus sets up this dichotomy. Herod the fox versus Jesus, the mother hen. Now, who would you rather have to protect you, to gather you into safety? The fox or the hen? Remember the old hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus? The cross there is imaged as a home, our safe dwelling place. A mighty rock within a weary land, a home within a wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning of the noontime heat and burdens of the day. We'll sing that on Good Friday. But we are protected by that cross, kind of like today, the image, the cover of a mother chicken's wing. Not quite the most protective images in the world's eyes, are they? The cross, the chicken wing. I mean, are you getting how the world doesn't see this? In the world's eyes, honestly, I think I'd rather be on the fox's side, who is, think about a fox, stealthy and wise, sharp teeth, fast, even better looking. I mean, cute. But God offers us something different, friends. Our divine mother gathers us today and longs and weeps to gather us all under the shelter of her wing. That's church, by the way. Here in this place, here in this tent, this is merely a tent. If we think about it, and we Bethlehem know how vulnerable a church building can be, actually. And notice the mother hen doesn't just want to gather only the well-behaved little chicks. That's not the case in nature, and that's not the case with Jesus. She wants to gather all of them. Why? Because they're all hers. Those who are doing a great job in their lives, and they're striving for peace and justice in the world, in their workplaces and in their families, those who are just really model citizens. And also, the mother hen longs to gather those who are not. Those who are not doing a great job, those who have fallen short, those who have gotten lost, those who have gotten seduced by the things of this world, caught up in the stuff that doesn't last. Those who have even turned and ridiculed and rejected their mother hen. Why does God long to gather us all under her loving wing? Because we are all hers. I'm so grateful to be on this Lenten journey with you here, Bethlehem friends. I know that many of you are living into Lent in one way or another, maybe through a discipline that you've taken on or given up, maybe through midweek vespers, or by wearing purple, or by giving extra, or by getting back into the garden after the snow melts. Lots of you are journeying this Lenten season, taking an honest, sometimes hard, look at your life and taking those humble steps, back to God, back to the earth, back to the community. This is a rich season. It is good that we take this journey together. And today, still in the midst of our Lenten wilderness journeys, week two here, let's take comfort in the shelter of the cross together, in the shelter of the grace and love of Christ, who stretches out like a mother hen stretches out her wings and gathers us in, all of us, who brings us together, especially those of us who have strayed the farthest and fallen the hardest. It's us sinners that God weeps for and then celebrates the most. Gathered together by God, even and especially in the midst of this world's violence and pain, even and especially in the midst of Herod's hunt, even in the midst of our personal fears and anxieties about our safety, gathered by God, we take shelter in the shadow of the cross, which, though it may not offer protection in the world's eyes, that kind of protection might look, that looks more like a fox's protection, sharp teeth, high towers, armored walls, and security systems. But we, Christ's brood, take shelter in the shadow of the cross, for only there, we trust, only there is true and lasting peace, forgiveness of sin, and new life. Only there is bread become Christ's body, wine his blood. Only there is our home and dwelling place. Pray about that this week. What does it mean to take shelter in the cross over and against all the other things that we try to take shelter in? As our gospel text says, Christ is casting out demons and healing today, tomorrow, and the next day. Friends in Christ, that's us. Christ is working on us, working on you this Lenten season. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, thanks be to God. Finally, at the end of this text, Jesus says, "You will not see me again until the time comes when you will say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Almost read that like Jesus is saying, "Well, see you on the flip side." My friends in Christ, living with me in the shadow of the cross, siblings, fellow chicks, We live on this side of the resurrection. Amen. We sing, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," every Sunday. We'll sing it today. We'll see it again and eat it again. Jesus in our midst. Christ is always with us on this side of the resurrection. He no longer disappears saying, "See you on the flip side." We live in the flip side, even in the season of Lent. And so Christ is here now. There's no "see you later." So we rest now in the shade of grace, in the cover of eternal forgiveness, in the shadow of the cross. And we go now into the new week, back out into the world to be the people, to shape and reshape our lives to be the people that Christ has called us to be. Lenten grace and peace be with you, even when times are hard, the journey is rocky. Lenten grace and peace this day and always. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.